I am appalled by the dry, detached, impersonal, unemotional type of debate that goes on among some professorial eunuchs, which is hailed as the passport to academia, and which is supposed to be displayed with equal sterility whether things concern the wiping out of nations or the desirability of fluoride in our water. Not only Eichmann's cold efficiency is inhuman and diabolic, but also, and even more so, his moral neutrality. To insist on decorum and politeness in the slaughterhouse of nations is the very peak of human self-deception and of a hellish type of snobbery. It is thus that I speak to you here, not only as one who tries to observe and analyze international relations, but also as one who survived 6 years of internment in Nazi concentration camps, as one who has lost in them all of his next of kin, all those he grew up with, as one who, confronting the fire-spewing chimneys of the Auschwitz crematoria, could not comprehend how so much of the world stood passively and silently by witnessing Hitler's genocide. As a survivor of that Gehenna, I believe to be morally justified when invoking here the memory of the millions who did not survive. If they could call out to you from their graves or from the fields and rivers upon which the ashes were thrown, they would implore this generation of Americans not to be silent in the face of the genocidal atrocities committed on the people of Vietnam. This is no time to be silent. When a war is waged by American and American-led troops, when a war is waged by American and American-led troops against a people whose vast majority, as all accounts agree, would not have American troops on their soil, this is no time to be silent. When 8 million out of a total South Vietnamese population of 14 million languish in concentration camps, euphemized as strategic hamlets, this is no time to be silent. When noxious chemicals are used to destroy the vegetation of a country in order that resulting starvation force the people into submission, this is no time to be silent. When napalm bombs are thrown on villages on the assumption that the entire population is the enemy, this is no time to be silent. When every man and woman killing the soil are taken by overflying American pilots as enemies and therefore as targets for their bullets, this is no time to be silent. An American genocide is not preferable to a German genocide. And the indifference, of millions of Americans is as criminal and inhuman as was the indifference of millions of German onlookers. In the present life and death struggle of the Vietnamese people, there must be among America's youth some who are sufficiently sensitive to justice, sufficiently outraged by the conscienceless actions of their government, and sufficiently courageous to join the people of Vietnam in their heroic self-defense. These volunteers, will be the heroes of a future American civilization. They will make a unique contribution towards the emergence of such an America as will survive the present empire-building stage and be accepted into the family of men, not in fear and terror, but in earned respect and honor. Thank you.